I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and today's head scratcher comes from listener Marion.
So I've noticed that when I scratch, the itch tends to move to another part of my body, and I just wondered why this happens. Thanks a lot.
Now that's a great question. I'm sure everyone knows the absolute annoyance of having an itch that starts small in one place, but within a few minutes you're dancing like a monkey and scratching all over your body. So how does this happen? Dr. Yvonne Couch from the Radcliffe Department of Medicine is here to help us find the answers.
Humans have about 22 feet of skin, and for each square inch of it, there are about 1,000 free nerve endings. When these free nerve endings become active, they send signals through your spinal cord to your brain, giving you the feeling of an itch.
Scratching an itch is an attempt to remove what is causing these nerves to become active from the surface of the skin. But what kinds of processes can activate them?
Well, if you have any kind of neurological disease or you're being treated with a drug like morphine, you can end up with itches that start in your elbow and end up in your feet because those free nerve endings I spoke about become activated by accident because of the disease or because of the drugs.
Internal stimulants can mean itches occur in multiple places at once. But what about more common itches?
So when we get something like a mosquito bite or some degree of local tissue damage, histamine is released into the skin. It's an inflammatory molecule that's designed to open up your blood vessels and bring more blood to the injured site to fight off any potential infections. But in the process, the histamine stimulates those free nerve endings, leading you to develop an itch in that area.
In the process of combating our injury, the chemicals in our blood inadvertently make our brain think we're in more distress. But why does scratching become so addictive?
Itch signals have been shown to stimulate bits of your brain associated with reward, like your dopamine system. So you end up almost addicted to scratching because it produces more itch, which produces more scratching and more itching.
This pleasure sense from the brain is what keeps us scratching. And the more we scratch, the more damage we cause to the skin.
Exactly. The signal gets to your brain and a bunch of central processing tells you to scratch the itch. But scratching around the area of the itch causes local irritation in the surrounding skin, which releases more histamine and activates more of those free nerve endings, sending you into what scientists imaginatively call the itch-scratch cycle.
When you scratch an itch, you are telling the brain to release more histamine to make the surrounding blood vessels expand and stimulate the nearby nerve endings. Because your brain likes it when these endings are scratched, it leads to the itchy area expanding and expanding until your whole body feels itchy.
When your mum told you not to scratch because you'll only make it worse, she was right.
Thank you, Yvonne, for helping us find the answer. Next week, we'll be answering this question from listener Ranjit.
As gravity and time have an inverse relationship, at some time in the future, will astronauts bring back moon rock to Earth that will be, and I hesitate in asking this, older than the Earth? Obviously not. But why not?
If you at home have a question, submit it to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum, or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.